The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with my wife, Robin.
Morning.
She's busily occupied keeping her hands busy by doing a little handiwork there. And she's also watching the silent version of the Royal Wedding.
I'm reading the closed captioning.
Reading the closed captioning, of course. We've got with us this morning Branson Williams from the Department of Natural Resources Fishing and Boating Service, I guess is what it's called. Yes, it's now called Fishing and Boating Service. It's not fisheries anymore. So we're going to welcome Branson, who's never been on the radio show before. Good morning, Branson. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Have you done any radio interviews at all? Ever?
No, sir.
No? Well, we'll be kind. We'll be very gentle and friendly here for you and, you know, make you feel welcome, we hope, right? Chris was okay to you on the phone. He didn't, you know. He's normally a friendly guy and
busy, but friendly.
Busy trying to keep the station running.
Yeah.
If you missed us, if we blanked out for a few seconds there, there's a reason.
Yeah.
We blanked out for a few seconds. We were off the air, so let's hope we can stay on the air. So Branson, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long you've been with the department and your role and what your areas of interest and expertise are.
All right. Well, I've been a biologist with the department for the past 8 years.
Okay.
And I'm a freshwater fisheries biologist. I work down in southern region. So that's Anne Arundel County, Charles, Prince George's, Calvert, and St. Mary's.
Okay.
And I do a lot of monitoring of the fish populations on the tidal rivers and lakes in that region. You know, we work a lot on the tidal Potomac and the Patuxent River.
Okay.
And
I did go on a shocking survey with Chuck a few years ago and visited the hatchery down there. Very, very fascinating the work that's done there, and it's one of the few hatcheries in Maryland, if not the only one that works with the bass population as well, right?
Yes, that's right. The Eastern Shore also does some work with bass.
Okay.
Manning Hatchery there in Brandywine, Maryland. They do a lot of work with the warm water species.
Warm water stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think we've had Mary Groves on the air, and we've had a couple other folks from that area down there. So Chuck's been on with and talking about the electro fishing and that type of thing. But your area is not the shad and the catfish and all that primarily. It's mostly bass, correct?
There's a lot of bass, but, you know, we're on the Potomac, so we do some quite a bit of blue catfish work.
Right.
As well, and, you know, northern snakeheads, we work with those as well.
Yeah, the northern snakeheads, they're way out of control. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they're popping up all over.
Yeah, we just heard
it's hard to believe.
Yep, sassafras the other day. Did you hear that?
Pardon?
Did you hear they caught one in the sassafras the other day?
Yeah, they've been up on the upper bay for a few years now that we know about. So.
Right.
Not too surprising.
Yep, down in that southern Maryland area, down in St. Mary's County, it's a very popular sport. Dorchester County, around Blackwater Refuge down there, there's some big fish down there. We heard of one 16 pounds the other day. So, you know, the snakehead thing is, I think they're here to stay.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those things that we'd rather them not be here.
Right.
We encourage people to go out and catch them up, and, you know, if you catch them, eat them, because they really are, they're delicious, but
We got to, Robin, we got to get some. That's all I hear is how delicious they are. We love fish. So.
I know. We got to try it.
Yeah, we got to try it. Robin's shoulder's been jacked up for almost 2 years now. And
you have to have a license to have to get those?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have to have a fishing license. But you can go out on June 2nd, June 9th, or 4th of July on a free fishing day.
Okay.
There you go.
Sounds good.
All right. You going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, do you want to talk about snakeheads a little further, or do you want to talk, you know, switch over to bass, Branson? I mean, we're kind of freewheeling here. You brought up the snakeheads, and I mean, they're right now. I mean, I think the snakeheads are almost garnering more interest than bass. Now, bass are, you know, there's always the bass fishermen with the tournaments and so forth. We got the elite tournament coming here in 18, and you know, it's a very popular fishery. But you know, a lot of the bass guides are switching over to snakeheads.
We were looking yesterday to see them walk across the roads down where we were.
we were keeping our eye out for snakeheads walking across all those flooded tidal areas down on the lower shore. We didn't see any, but we sure felt them. So,
right.
Yeah, but
you know.
Go ahead.
It's really developing into a pretty popular fishery, but you know, bass really are the most popular recreational species in Maryland.
Yep, no question.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we'll get off the snakeheads and then we'll talk about bass. How are bass doing in Maryland?
They're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we monitor the tidal populations and you know, our surveys are in the fall, and mainly we're electrofishing in the fall.
Right.
And the big areas that we sample are the Potomac and Upper Bay.
Right.
But also some of the other smaller rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the Potomac, it did a lot better than it had been in the recent past.
On the tidal Potomac, that's good. Well, the fishery kind of took a downturn here a little while ago, and I'm glad to hear it's starting to come back.
Yeah, it's, you know.
What do you think the reason for the downturn was several years ago?
As far as we can tell, it looks like there was a period of kind of higher fishing mortality.
Okay.
And we had low recruitment. I guess, you know, there just weren't as many small fish being recruiting to the population.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that was due to lack of habitat. The grasses, which are really important for those juvenile fish,
mm-hmm.
They took a hit in, you know, 2011, 2012. But
right.
We're starting to see those bounce back, and the population's bouncing back as well. We've increased our stocking efforts there.
Okay.
And things are looking good. We're on that upward
slope. On the upward slope of the recovery, huh? That's good.
Yes, sir.
That's good. And I mean, you know, you got the Bassmaster Elite here, but you know, the big grand finale Bassmaster Classic was here in 90, wasn't it? And you know,
yeah, I believe it was 1993. They held it around Baltimore.
Yeah, it was a little earlier than that. It was a little earlier than that, but that's okay. I think it was, let's see, James River 89, James River 90, 91, I believe it's a Bassmasters Classic here, won by Ken Cook. But, it focused the bass fishery here on the Chesapeake Bay, the tributaries, the Susquehanna, the Sassafras, the Chop Tank, and all that. And, you know, bass fishing was probably almost at its peak at that point in the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, for us to have the classic here was pretty interesting. I covered that for the radio show and fished it with a few of the pros, too. So I just, you know, I've been here a long time, but way too long, I think. But and I'm not bragging. I mean, this is just a life experience that I had. But, right. You know, the popularity of bass fishing has pretty much maintained on that Upper Bay and on the Potomac, but like you said earlier, the Potomac kind of went down for a while, but the flats has been pounded by tournament after tournament, multiple tournaments every weekend and that type of thing. And I'm just wondering how we're doing up there.
Yeah, the Upper Bay, it really, really bounced back after a poor year. It's fishing really good.
Okay.
This past year, things are really looking good out there. We had quite a few adults in our surveys.
Okay.
And, you know, recruitment was good.
Good.
Right now, I was at a tournament a few weeks ago, and I think it took 26 pounds to win.
Wow.
Which is, and, you know, most people aren't getting 20-pound bags, but, you know, there were, I think, three people over 20 pounds, but the winner had like 26 or 25, something like that.
That's a big bag of fish, no question about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's impressive to see that sort of thing. And,
exactly.
You know, that fishery, you know, there's so much habitat in it. It really does produce quality fish.
No question about it. I fished a few times, but it's been a while. So I'm glad to hear that things are doing well up there. Now, what about all the abundance of rain that we've had? What's that going to do to our grasses, and what's that going to do to our habitat, you know, everywhere in Maryland? What do you think?
You know, that's not quite my wheelhouse.
Okay, but that's all right. you got to have an opinion on it, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's such a, you know, it's been a lot of rain, but it's only been over... what, like the past week or so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can handle it, basically.
Yeah, I think things should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of sediment and stuff is probably in the water, but
yeah, I'm sure
the grasses can handle that. And it's fairly early in the season.
It is, so. And we've had actually record grass recovery here in the Bay. It's going over what, 100,000 acres or something like that of grasses. So I mean, you know, you can take a little hit and you'll still have some plenty of cover out there, which is a good thing for, you know, for us. So
exactly,
you know. Okay, so Potomac's improving, the flats are in good shape. Any place where the fishery is not doing well?
So the
deep,
gunpowder
deep creek
chop tank,
yeah,
those are a couple places we've been monitoring. And gunpowder's probably the poorest of the rivers that we survey.
Now, that's for smallmouth or both?
For largemouth.
Largemouth, okay.
Right, and, you know, that's, we've been looking at that, and it's lower than the other.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, I'm upstream. You're talking about the gunpowder over in East Baltimore area by the park, in the park.
Oh, yes. Sir.
Yeah, okay. So we've got... Why? What do you attribute that to? Anything in particular? Can you speak to anything?
You know, I'm not quite sure about that one. I know it's, you know, it's got fairly high salinity, which isn't, you know, the best for
right.
Bass recruitment, that sort of thing. There's a lot of urbanization up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't necessarily have a lot of grass.
Okay.
But, you know, we've been stocking it when we can, and, you know, fish have been purchased and stocked.
I know Scott Sewell is every now and then calls in and keeps us apprised of that situation. He just called in a couple weeks ago and mentioned that the gunpowder wasn't up to par as to what it had been. So you're just confirming all that. But you know, the Upper Bay kind of, you're just gonna have to travel a little further, I guess.
Right.
Okay, so the gunpowder, and where else did you mention? The chop tank?
The chop tank, you know, that's another fishery that hasn't done that well, but it seems to have maintained
okay.
The level that it's been for, I guess, the past 20 years or so. You know, it's the catch over there is lower than other rivers, but
right.
More recently, we have seen a slight uptick in the number of large fish there.
That's good.
So, yeah, that's good. And, you know, we're also stocking that pretty heavily when we can with our stocking program. So hopefully
okay.
that fishery improves.
Tell us about the stocking program. We touched on it earlier there. You know, it's out of the hatchery down in southern Maryland.
Yes, sir. So last year, We managed to stock 330,000 juveniles into the Potomac.
Okay.
And that's part of a larger stocking effort to help that population rebound.
330,000 fish in the Potomac. Okay, good. That's a good thing.
Right, and, you know, there's been an emphasis on stocking larger fish recently.
Right.
Which, you know, you expect a little bit better survival out of those bigger guys.
Right.
And that seems to help, but... yeah, so every spring we go and collect a few dozen broodstock.
Okay.
you know, for example, in the Potomac, we collected a few dozen for out of Mattawoman Creek, and we bring them back to the hatchery. The hatchery guys put them in spawning ponds.
Right.
And, you know, they do their thing. And once they spawn, the adults are caught and released.
Right.
Returned back to the rivers that we got them.
Okay.
And the juveniles are just grown out. We've been trying to grow them to 3 to 6 inches.
Okay.
Recently, which is that larger size.
Right. And a little hardier, a little more survival.
Right.
Got it. And then you take them from the hatchery and distribute them in Potomac, Chop Tank, and other areas where you're stocking gunpowder. You mentioned three, at least gunpowder, Chop Tank, and Potomac. Any other areas being stocked?
Yeah. So those are the areas we're stocking.
Uh-huh.
The fish that are stocked, they're Potomac River brood or Potomac River's. Fish go back into the Potomac River.
Right.
So we have, you know, purchased fish when funds are available to stock Middle River and Chop Tank and places like that.
Okay.
Are these
fish marked?
Yes.
I mean, you know, in the fish is recaptured. You got to find out. You get the otolith and check the markings on it to see when it was spawned, see when it was released, and that type of thing. I'm guessing, are all your stocked fish marked?
Yes, all of them are.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about these things on the air before. You know how they're dyed at different days and how that makes a permanent mark on their. On their otolith, you know, it's a dye type of thing that you can see microscopically. So, you know, it's any of the fish tagged, you know, electronically tagged to monitor any movement or anything like that?
We haven't done any of that work.
Mm-hmm.
We have tagged recently with, you know, like the little T-bar anchor tag.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So, you know, anglers will see an orange tag on a
spaghetti fish, tag, yeah, okay.
On the back of a fish.
Got a
and we've gotten some information from those surveys on the Potomac. We started it in, I think, 2015.
Okay.
And we did a couple years of tagging. And it seems like, well, anglers seem to be moving fish quite a bit, and we're getting quite a few returns.
Good. Glad to hear that. Well, Branson, so far so good. We're going to take a little commercial break here, and so just hang in there, stay on the line, and we'll get back to you in just a few minutes, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Hey, Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for hunters and anglers on Maryland's Eastern Shore, located right there on Kent Island, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. And, you know, they've got everything. When I say first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, you walk in the door. Okay, and you look to your left, and it's loaded up with rockfish trolling baits, including habanero baits and others. You know, the shads, the umbrellas, the parachutes, the bucktails are all right there. Rods and reels, just full of things over there. And you look to the right, and you'll see the bow racks, and you'll see the clothing racks and things like that. They've got all the accessories you need for hunting, all the accessories you need for fishing, and everything you need for crabbing, live and frozen bait. Rods, reels, tackle, custom bucktails, parachutes, umbrellas, even the planer boards and lines and things like that for planer boards. Trot lines. You name it, they've got it. They carry banded clothing, you know, for camo. They got the shotguns and from Remington and Choppa and Escort, Raven crossbows, Matthews solo cambos, Hoyt. I can't name everything in one short commercial. Yeti, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, huge selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. A lot of Yetis and the tumblers and things that everybody needs. Chesapeake Outdoors. Can't say enough about them. They're located, again, on Kent Island, exit 39B, Dominion Road. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
Hey, you know, Clyde Sports Shop has that 24-hour fishing hotline, and it's real easy to remember the number. When I tell you it's a 24-7 fishing hotline, 247-FISH. I mean, how can it be any easier? Tell you where the fish are biting, what they're biting on. And, you know, Billy updates that at least once a week. So there you go. But if you need gear, if you need anything, not even gear, if you need something fixed, if you break the tip off your rod like I did 2 weeks ago, they'll replace the tip for it, you know, if you need it. They can rewind the guide. They can fill your spools with fresh line, which I need that too. So, you know, I got to get that done. But anything for trolling, anything for live lining, anything for chumming, live bait, frozen bait, they have it all. They've got the live minnows, the bloodworms, and the grass shrimp and all that stuff. They've got ice. They've got, if you need it, when you're going to the outdoors, you just stop by Clyde's and they got it. It's pretty simple. Everything. Fishing, hunting, guns, home protection, gun repair, fishing rod repair. I can't say enough. And all the great brands, too. So, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Okay, gardeners, it is going to quit raining here pretty soon, so if you want to get out in the garden, or you know, you like to get some plants planted in your, you know, in your flower beds and things like that, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off 97, that's where you go. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack or flat perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, beautiful hanging baskets, colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias, you name it, they've got it. They even carry the proven winter specialty plant. Papa John's Farm, let me slow down just a second, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, hot peppers, even herbs, a full selection. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12. The address is 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses and make your selection, or just give them a call, 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden, for your church. And you know what? You can call them, too, 410-969-5909. That's 969-5909. Papa John's, open every day. Visit Schellinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
Red Stick One, a new novel. When a Florida game warden dies in a twisted act of revenge, a boy he raised, now grown and also a game warden, takes off his badge to hunt the killer. Ken Kirkby's new novel, Red Stick One, an exciting manhunt. Red Stick One, available on Amazon.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, yeah. Supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying is the pain. Oh yeah.
We really want it to rain. Is that what? I wish it would rain. Really? That's your selection for this morning? I'm thinking more like, how high is the water, Mama? You know? Good grief.
I'm loving it.
Can't hear you.
You can never go wrong with the Temptations.
No, you can never go
never,
wrong with the Temptations.
Never, never, never.
No, you're right.
Like, they had every one of us in here bebopping.
Yeah, we were bebopping. Smokey Robertson's my guy. He's my favorite from Motown. You know? He is. Really is. All right, let's talk about Branson. We kind of got lost in the moment there, buddy. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Branson Williams, fisheries biologist with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Fishing and Boating Services. Talking a little bit about bass and the stocking program and things like that. You mentioned earlier that you're doing some fishing surveys. Tell us about what the feedback you're getting from the anglers and some of the programs and some of the things that they do. We know about the angler's log. You know, everybody puts their fish up there. Hey, I caught this here and there, and that's a good way to get take it from here.
All right, so we also have a volunteer angler survey, and this is similar to the fishing angler's log, but
right.
We have people kind of submitting their fishing trips to us. You know, whether you catch a fish or not, we're interested in how long you're out fishing, what you're catching, what you're targeting, whether you harvest anything or not, or mm-hmm. if you're doing mostly catch and release, those sorts of things. And so it's called the Volunteer Anglers Survey, and it's, you submit your reports online.
Right.
And now the system has been revamped a little bit to,
make it more user friendly.
So now it's mobile friendly.
Mobile friendly. Okay. That's good. Yeah. The DNR does have an app, and I mean, you can even get, from what I'm reading here recently, you can even get the Maryland Fishing Report on your, like Alexa. Who's Alexa? Is that the Echo?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
that's the Amazon
Echo, yeah.
Smart home thing.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, we have Alexa. She pipes up every now and then without prompting. Yeah, so
ours does too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you'll be sitting there and watching television, something all of a sudden. I don't know what she'll say. She'll just pop off with something.
Answer your question?
Yeah, does that answer your question? We look at each other and we didn't ask one, but that's all
right. Right, exactly.
So they're listening to us in our homes. So,
So the
angler survey is online and it's a voluntary thing and anybody can check in at any time on the Department of Natural Resources website, right?
Yes, sir. And it's been recently revamped.
Okay.
Back in 2013, we had a high of 308 reports.
Okay.
And last year, these reports kind of dropped off pretty appreciably. But we encourage people to, tell us how places are fishing and
right.
what you're catching, that sort of thing, because because those data are really important for us to, you know, kind of keep an eye on fisheries all across the state and that sort of thing.
Right.
And, you know, there's random drawings and stuff for people that do submit reports. So, you know, if you do it, you might win something.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. So we'll check that out. And, of course, you know, I know you still work with Maryland, what is it called now, Bass Nation.
Yes.
And those folks, I mean, I'm sure they keep you up to date as well. And, so, you know, tell the folks, not everybody's a tournament fisherman, but let's say my group wanted to have a fishing tournament on the Susquehanna Flats for bass fishing. Let's say we had, you know, 15 guys in the club and we wanted to go up there and do a tournament. Who do we call? What happens? What's the process? I mean, do you get involved in all that as well?
Yes, sir. I'm pretty involved in that.
Okay, good. Is Joe Love still with the department? He's been our guest a few times.
Yes.
Dr. Love? Okay.
He and I do quite a bit of bass work.
Yeah, I kid him a lot. I call him Dr. Love.
So. Yeah, I do too.
All right. So tell us about that. Okay, you know, our fishing club calls Department of Natural Resources. They're going to refer him to you or Dr. Love. And what are you going to tell them? Hey, I want to go up to, I want to have a bass fishing tournament on the Upper Bay. What do I have to do?
All right. So, I would, tell them that, you know, we have a permitting process for tournaments that have 10 or more boats. If there's a centralized weigh-in location and if some prize or incentive is offered for fishing.
Right.
So they would apply for a permit to us. And this is one of those things where we're trying to get more fishery-dependent data because, you know, like the volunteer angler survey, this data from these kind of tournaments, they help us monitor places that we don't sample or can't sample really regularly. And it lets us know how places are fishing and what anglers are out in the water seeing, as well as other information like survivorship and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, for these bass tournaments, they're all catch and release.
All catch and release, yep. And you
right. So, you know, people go out fishing, catch the five heaviest fish they can.
Right.
They bring them back to a centralized weigh-in location.
Right.
And, you know, the heaviest bag wins.
Sure.
And then those fish get released, so.
Yeah, of course. But, right. Okay, well, now tell us what's going on as far as, you know, the tournament anglers and as far as, you know, being able to conserve their fish. I mean, you've got, you know, proper fish handling and how to care for the fish and that type of thing. I mean, what are you telling the anglers as far as, you know, these guys that are in the tournaments? And most of these guys, you know, have live wells, but not everybody is up to date on everything. So give me the top three things you tell people to ensure survival if you're going to release a bass back into the water.
You know, it's all about fresh water. Especially in the summer, we encourage people to keep their tanks on recirc, so keep water pumping on the fish.
Okay.
In the summer, you know, if the waters are, say, over 85 degrees or something like that.
it's pretty hot.
Put ice on your fish and try to drop that temperature just a bit. We recommend, you know, 5 to 7 degrees below the river water.
Right.
So, you know, don't, you know, drop your
temperature down to
degrees or anything like that. That's,
right.
That's not too good for the fish.
No, you don't want to stun them. Right.
And, so the main thing is to, you know, keep the fish with fresh water and cool water if, you know, when things are hot. But, also, we've been advising people on basic live well care.
Right.
You know, don't overload your live wells. The recommendation from Maryland DNR, as well as most other conservation organizations,
right,
is let's not exceed 1 pound of bass for every gallon of water in your live well.
So what do those guys with a 25-pound stringer do? They better have a big live well.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the bass boats now have, you know, 25, 40-gallon live wells.
So right.
It usually isn't an issue, but, you know, we don't like seeing people kind of exceed that because at that point, fish are really getting
stressed out,
crowded, and they get stressed out.
Sure. Got it. Very good. All right, Branson. Well,
what would, you know, anything else you'd like to discuss with the folks? Let them know about, you know, the work you do or the, you know, the tidal fisheries here in Maryland. What about the freshwater stuff? I mean, you are a freshwater fisheries program guy. You know, we've got a number of lakes here, reservoirs and things like that. Do you get involved with the public reservoirs, you know, the Baltimore reservoirs, you know, Pretty Boy, Lock Raven and Liberty? Do you guys get involved in that? And then you've got all the ones in Montgomery County and Howard County, all those reservoirs in the, you know, like Tridelphia and things like that. I don't know even what the shape of Tridelphia is right now. And then, you know, all the little freshwater ponds. You've got Deep Creek out in the west. You know, you've got a few lakes over on the eastern shore that, you know, over there, what's the one on the park over there by Denton? I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, you guys get involved in those types of areas as well?
Yes. Now, southern region, we kind of monitor the bigger reservoirs that we monitor, Tridelphia and Rocky Gorge.
Right.
But, you know, the other regions are taking care of some of the other big reservoirs, which, you know, Tridelphia and Rocky Gorge, they have really, really good bass fishing as well.
Right. I remember years and years ago, probably back in the, man, late 80s, we saw a kid caught a smallmouth out of Tridelphia, I believe. It was 8 pounds, 1 or 2 ounces. That's a big smallmouth. You know,
yeah, that's
you know, now the Baltimore reservoirs are under the authority of the city of Baltimore, but you still have to abide by the Department of Natural Resources, you know, fishing regulations as well. And I just wondered, right. You know, a lot of folks here, we're listening, we're in Baltimore, we want to know about the bass fishing in our local reservoirs. You know, it's electric motors only, but want to know about the health of the fish. I mean, are you guys there looking at things? Are you just dependent on the angler's log? Are you dependent on the angler's survey to keep you up to date on that? I mean, are there boots on the ground in the Baltimore reservoirs is a simple question, because that's where I fish.
Yes. So I believe it's probably every other year those reservoirs get sampled.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's usually a fall electrofishing sample.
Right.
And, you know, they're sampled pretty regularly.
Okay.
You know, I'm more familiar with those southern.
Yeah, of course,
I can't really speak to how the populations are doing other than what I've seen and discussed with other biologists.
Other biologists, okay.
They're doing pretty good up there.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can tell you that a couple of the reservoirs are needing some influx from, in particular, Pretty Boy, needs some more largemouth stocked. I mean, the recruitment's good, so far, but they're just not the numbers of fish that used to be there. There seems to be enough smallmouth, plenty of smallmouth, but largemouth, when you talk to groups like the electric bass anglers and some of those, you know, they're gonna tell you, hey, you know, we're not seeing the bass that we used to see, the largemouth. So, who do we talk to at the department about that?
That would be the central region freshwater biologist.
Okay. Well, yeah. you can send me an email. You can send me a name, and we'll have somebody reach out. But, you know, we just need to know if there's an option for stocking. I mean, you know, do they have to make a contribution to buy fish to stock, or, you know, something like that? That might be workable, but, you know, they need to know the process, or somebody, whoever, needs to know the process about that, you know?
Right. I'll get that information to you so you can distribute it to your listeners.
That sounds
but
good.
Every year, we're not only stocking the tidal rivers and that sort of thing.
Right.
I believe those decisions are, you know, made by the regional managers based on need and that sort of thing.
Right.
Now,
right.
We do, you know, there are tournaments up on those. Some of those reservoirs.
Right.
And we do gather information
from the tournament,
from our tournament reports that directors have to submit to us.
Right.
As part of that permitting process.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's actually quite a few tournaments on the freshwater reservoirs and stuff across the state. So
right.
you know, that's one way we're also kind of keeping an eye on these fisheries. So.
I got it. Okay, good. Well, we just, you know, we I always herald you guys as doing it. The boots on the ground that the biologists do are just fantastic work that you guys do out there and the different research projects that you're involved with. And, you know, it's nice to hear from you guys in the field on this radio show about the work that you're doing. So, you know, it's just like to kind of keep that in front of the folks. So,
right.
Anything on the back burner or anything in the queue that you want to talk about? Anything upcoming? We talked about the rockfish emergency regulations for the summer season here with the non-offset hooks and so forth. Anything on the tidal fisheries front that we should know about?
Other than the Elite series coming to the Upper Bay in July.
There you go.
You know, these are the best anglers in the nation for bass, pretty much.
Right.
And they'll be up there in late July. You know, the top 110 bass anglers.
Mm-hmm.
And
big public event. You know, people want to go. There's going to be vendors and things to do and things to see. You know.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So the first 2 days of the tournament will be. Weigh-ins will be staged at Flying Point Park.
Right.
But, you know, the final 2 days where the field gets cut down to, you know, the people that are performing the best.
Right.
It'll be held at the Ironbird Stadium. Or
right.
Calverton
yep.
Stadium,
yep. Cal Ripken Stadium in Aberdeen. Yep. Great.
And, you know, the county's pretty much going all out in support of that.
Right.
There'll be a big family fun festival. The minor league team there, the Ironbirds.
Right.
They're actually changing their name for a couple of days to the Hartford Anglers, and they'll have special jerseys and that sort of thing.
Oh, wow, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. It's their first time hosting an event like this.
So right.
They're really kind of rolling out the red carpet. You know, it'll be quite a bit of stuff for families to come. There's a big festival. The department's going to help out basically with little clinics that kind of take you from the whole process for, you know, how do you tie lures on your fishing rod, and there'll be casting demonstrations and that sort of thing. So we're basically trying to walk a rank newbie through the process of catching a fish. And,
oh, that sounds
once
like
you
fun.
Get that fish, how you actually take care of it and release it.
Sure.
And also where in Harford County, you know, where
sure.
are good spots to fish, so that sort of thing.
That's cool. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Branson, we're going to just remind the folks one more time that June 2nd, June 9th, and July 4th is our free fishing days. So there are plenty of opportunities out there to go fishing for your favorite species wherever you want to go and not have to purchase a license. And hopefully that will lead to people purchasing, you know, fishing licenses and getting involved in the beautiful family sport of recreational fishing. So we're going to take our last commercial break here. We'll say goodbye as we exit the show. So, Branson, thank you for joining us this morning and talking about snakeheads and largemouth bass and the stocking program and the Elite Series and, you know, everything else, the health of our rivers. It seems like everything's on the upswing for the bass fishermen out there.
Yeah, things are looking good.
Good. All right, Branson, you have a wonderful weekend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. And you know what? They have bass fishing gear there, too. If you want to fish those rivers on the Eastern Shore, some of those ponds and lakes, they can supply you with anything for bass fishing. But right now the focus is on rockfish. You know, the rockfish is the king of the Chesapeake Bay, that's for sure. So they've got the custom bucktails, parachutes, and umbrellas, including habanero custom baits with the silicone skirts on them, and they're made right here in Easton, Maryland, and right up the street from Robin and I, as a matter
yep,
of fact.
Right,
so,
down the street.
Yep, friends of our daughter and son-in-law. So they got the custom bucktails, the parachutes, the umbrellas. They got the trolling rods and reels. They've got line winding. They've got the planer boards and lines and flags and how to troll with a planer board if you want to do that. And they've got the complete line of live and frozen bait, Yeti coolers, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, and everything you need for every type of fishing. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located on Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road right there in Kent Island. Stop by and say hello if you're not doing anything this rainy day. Maybe take a little road trip down to the shore and say hi to the folks there. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Stationary front over the central part of Virginia will slowly lift north, and we are under a flood watch. We will see the rain early. Thundershowers for the afternoon, headed up to around 70. Best shot for showers will be early tonight. May hear some thunder. Cloudy skies otherwise, 67 for the overnight. Stray to scattered showers ahead for Sunday. Afternoon high right around 85. And a stray shower thunderstorm for Monday. Otherwise, times of sun and clouds and a high close to 80 degrees to kick off the work week. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. They have a great breakfast. And we know some of our listeners have actually stopped in for breakfast as a result of this show. So, you know, keep it up. That's what keeps us everybody happy. In Cambridge, they not only serve a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have the most delicious fresh-baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads. You get a nice loaf of bread for the weekend and, you know, settle in, have a great breakfast. Why not? I lost my place. Let me start again. Donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads. That's what they sell on the Eastern Shore. Okay? The whole shore. This is where we'll go. I don't go through the fast food drive-thrus or the chain store drive-thrus when I'm on Route 50. I'm headed to the marsh or going fishing. Nope, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. I just look for a big donut on the side of the bakery or the donut on the sign or the donut on the building. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and I there.
Red Stick One, a new novel. When a Florida game warden dies in a twisted act of revenge, a boy he raised, now grown and also a game warden, takes off his badge to hunt the killer. Ken Kirkby's new novel, Red Stick One, an exciting manhunt. Red Stick One, available on Amazon.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Oh, by the way, the Queen just arrived at the Windsor Castle for the wedding. We're going to keep you updated here for the next 2 minutes. maybe 1 minute. Clyde Sports Shop has rocking and rolling with Rockfish supplies. They've got all the trolling rods and reels. They've got all the baits, the shads, and you name it, they've got it. They even carry the non-offset hooks for live lining and chumming if you need those. They've got all the terminal tackle, too, the weights, the hooks, the rod and reel repairs, the fishing licenses, the live bait, frozen bait, you name it, they've got it. Bucktails, umbrellas, parachutes, St. Croix rods, ugly stick rods, Shakespeare Fluger, pen. You get the idea. They like it when you go fishing and you stop there first and get all your stuff. They got a full line of crabbing supplies too. Don't forget that. Clyde's is located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number 410-242-6108 and the 24-hour fishing hotline 7 days a week, 24/7. Fishing hotline is 247-FISH. Easy to remember. Call it, find out where the fish are biting, and you'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop. We love them. 61 years in business.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Have you ever seen the rain? Robin's watching the Queen get out of the Rolls Royce. Oh, let's see how exciting this is. Oh, there's another woman with a hat on. I'm shocked.
Oh, put a cork in it. Those are the page boys and the bridesmaids. They're all under the age of 11.
How nice.
Pip, pip, cheerio, and all that rot.
I love that rot.
You Anglophiles.
I am.
Hey.
I am.
We as red-blooded Americans here on this here show, we got our independence from them there, people.
Yeah, but we started out over there.
Ah, gosh. All right. As you can tell, I'm not quite as enamored with the Royals.
As I am.
As right now. That's okay. You like it. All good. I'm going over there and do some fishing and hunting one of these days.
You better take me.
Oh, we'll go. Sure. All right. Chris, nice job. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You got it, Robin. Nice job. Thank you very much. Everybody, thanks.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thanks for listening. Thank you, baby. Appreciate that. We'll spend the whole day together.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right.